I have 6 o'clock as our beginning time, so I'd like to call this meeting to order. And you have a different person serving as chair this evening. If you were at our meeting last time, you saw that I was voted as secretary. I'm Carol Herring. And because we have had some people remove themselves from the board, I get to be chair for a few minutes this evening. So I would like to say we can start at 6 o'clock. And the chair calls this meeting to order. We do have some public comments that will be made this. Oh, and we do have a quorum, right?
Yes.
Okay. I have, first of all, Lacey Lane. Who would like to speak?
Yeah. I can use my teacher voice and project if that's okay, since there's no podium tonight.
Yes, and you are being recorded, so I think you probably will be loud enough.
Sounds great. Well, my name is Lacey Lane of Fort Mill. I'm a parent of 2 school-age children, an elementary school counselor of 16 years, and a York County Library patron. I'm here tonight to express my disappointment in the way our York County Council has succeeded in stacking this library board with York County GOP members. These newest board members have a clear agenda to cater to a small but loud group of community members who believe that our library books, materials, and programming should reflect their beliefs, values, and ideologies only, rather than having our libraries meet the diverse needs of our community. This is a major concern to me as a member of our community who believes in intellectual freedom and the importance of diverse and inclusive libraries. For those here who are not aware, a York County Council member set this crazy train in motion in the spring of 2023 when he declared that our libraries contained pornography. A FOIA request revealed that he made threats to defund our libraries if books of his choosing were not removed from our library shelves. Now, to be clear, these books did not contain pornography by any legal or common sense definition. Rather, these books contain LGBTQ+ characters or content. When this council member did not get his way with removing the books or having them relocated from the children and YA sections to the parental guidance section that he suggested, the York County Council reduced and reshaped our board makeup so that they could gain control, all the while claiming they have no decision-making power over our libraries. 6 out of the 7 council members attended a YCGOP meeting during the summer of 2023. They discussed council business, including the makeup of this library board, which is not appropriate or permissible since they met quorum. The council chairwoman encouraged YCGOP members to get out there and sign up for all the boards. Now, a council member explained that he knew exactly who he would select for his library board appointment when it came up next summer, and how that person had a conservative agenda. I just don't understand why our county council is hell-bent on appointing people with any type of agenda on either side. Why can't our county boards be made up of citizens who apply by their own choosing to serve our amazing community and who are free from any agenda? When this council member couldn't get his way by appointing a well-known right-wing extremist who believes that public libraries are filled with inappropriate materials, due to a technicality, he appointed the extremist's wife instead. That brings us to our last couple of board meetings, which is when things really took a turn for the worst. One of the handpicked board members made a motion regarding the ordering of new books and materials for our children at YA sections related to state recs. Board members voted on this motion. Then the new board members declared that, no, that's not what we meant by that motion, despite the experienced board members, library staff note takers, and audience member note takers having a crystal clear understanding of exactly what they voted on. The discussion that followed was a display of utter disrespect and gaslighting towards the board chairwoman and our experienced board members, which resulted in the unfortunate resigning of the chairwoman and an experienced board member. The behavior displayed at the last meeting was completely unacceptable and, quite frankly, embarrassing. I felt compelled to go on public record tonight in defense of our York County libraries, our amazing professional librarians, and intellectual freedom. Regarding library policies, these handpicked members of this library board seem to value local government control over our personal freedoms. As a parent, I am responsible for ensuring that the books and materials my minor children check out align with my family values and our beliefs. I agreed to this when I signed permission for them to receive their library cards. Just like the parents who insist they don't have an interest or time to appropriately supervise their children in these public spaces. Also, there is a clear misunderstanding of what constitutes pornography or age inappropriate, as some of our new board members seem to believe that a children's book that contains 2 dads or 2 moms is somehow inherently sexual, while a book with a mom and a dad is not, which doesn't make any sense. Also, gender identity is a topic relevant to all ages in our community. This topic is not in any way a danger to our children or teens. Again, if there are books that do not align with your personal beliefs or values, don't check them out. Don't allow your children to check them out. Your narrow worldview should not infringe upon our freedoms. Please take note that while I'm an occasional voice here and at council board meetings, there are many York County residents and voters who love and support our libraries and the diverse and inclusive books, materials, and programming that they provide our community. So on behalf of many library supporters, my children, my students, and our community at large, I just ask that you change the course. I ask that you choose to focus on the actual needs of our library patrons, and our community members. The needs that would have been identified through a proper needs assessment if only that budget wasn't voted to be reduced. Over-manufactured outrage and politically charged extremist agendas. I ask that you do better. That's it.
Thanks. I hope I'm pronouncing this correct. Holly Tichner.
Tichner, that was great.
Okay.
And I don't have a teacher voice, and I'm extremely nervous, so bear with me. My name is Holly Tichner. I'm a resident of York County, specifically York. I love to read. I value books and education. I've always loved the library. I grew up regularly going to my local library from the time I was a child. When I had children, one of the first places my husband and I took them was the library. We did story time, summer reading, checked out tons of books. When they were old enough to understand what it meant, we got them a library card. Because they were children, it was their card, it was their name, but I had a sign for that card, which, you know, I had to accept responsibility for them because they're children. I understood that to mean that it didn't only mean financial responsibility. You know, obviously, if they lose a book, their little person's not going to pay for it. But not only that, but I'm also responsible for, or I was when they were minors, for the material that they checked out. We went to the library together. We looked at books together. There were times when they asked to check out books, especially my son, and I said, no, we're not doing that, or not yet, we're not doing that yet. The point is, I knew what we were checking out. I was with them. I understood that that was part of my job as a parent, was to be there with them. York County library policy states in part, children under 18 need a parent or legal guardian to complete and sign their library card application. So, you know, again, that's the parent's responsibility. And further, children and vulnerable adults cannot be left alone in the library. A responsible adult must accompany them at all times. So, if you're abiding by the library policies, then you're well aware of what your child reads and checks out. And if you're not, then that's not the library's fault. And the public library, obviously, it's a public library, it's a public space. It serves all residents of the county and, you know, like, you know, we're just talking about. All families are different. Not every family looks like mine, not every family believes like mine or makes the same decisions that we do or did when my children were small. The library is there not just for me or you, but for all families. And it's to provide resources for everyone in the county. And they employ trained and experienced staff whose job, and these people went to school for this, whose job it is to select books and materials to place in our libraries. It's not their job to decide what books your child reads, just like it's not my job to decide what books your child reads. That's your job, and that's your responsibility as a parent. And I just feel like we need to let the librarians and the library staff do their job, and we do our job, and then there's no issue.
Also need to hear from Heather Jones.
Good evening. My name is Heather Jones. I'm a resident of TEK, and my family and I are regular patrons here at the York County Library, specifically this branch. I'm here to speak tonight because I am incredibly concerned for the future of our libraries here in York County. I've been following the county council and board meetings and library board meetings regularly since my family relocated to this area 2 years ago. And after the past two meetings in particular, both the regular and the specially called one, which I was able to watch via video stream and then also review the reflected minutes from both meetings, I really felt compelled to come here and speak to y'all, especially as somebody who has a decent amount of experience under my belt working on government and nonprofit boards and in a similar capacity to what this board has done. So per the York County and York County Library websites, quote, the Board of Trustees of the York County Library is created by law to act as the citizen control or governing body of the library. Legal responsibility is vested in the Board of Trustees, which is the policy-making body for the library system. The responsibilities of the Board of Trustees include, but are not limited to, employing a competent library director, working along with the library director to formulate all library policies and regulations, enhancing public relations, promoting library interests, procuring funds adequate for a progressive libraries program, controlling library funds, facilities, and equipment, and cooperating with other public agencies, end quote. So I specifically want to call attention to a few parts of this mission and these responsibilities of the board. First one I'd love to note is employing a competent library director. I think that's covered. I've been here for the whole time that our current library director has, and I have been impressed beyond belief. And I'm a military kid, so I've seen a lot of libraries in my life. That was the first place my parents always took us. So I've seen some weird stuff, and I've seen some really great stuff. But I want to now call attention to the next part of the responsibilities, which is working along with the library director to formulate all library policies and regulations. In the last several meetings, I have not seen this relationship demonstrated by a majority of the board. Instead of productive conversation, it is clear that board members are coming to the table with pre-planned expectations and demands, pushing them through regardless of any provided responses or attempts at discussion. This was particularly clear in the minutes from the October meeting, when questions around new legal state-level concerns regarding children's material were brought forward, which is a fair thing for a board to ask about. And these are all written down in the minutes, and they were reviewed at the special meeting. When the director of our library system replied that there had been a confirmation with the York County attorney that the library system was in compliance with these rules, this information was dismissed and ignored, leading to a vote to halt purchases on materials for children under the age of 17 years old. When the board chair and director then followed standard policy, which I've seen enacted before, and rightfully released this information to the public, it drew backlash, which I completely understand. And what followed at the special meeting less than a week later was one of the most astonishingly unprofessional displays I've seen from a board. And I say that as someone who sat in some heated and dysfunctional boards in my life. If you've ever been on a PTO, you'll know what I'm talking about. Instead of focusing on amending or clarifying issues around the results of the board's own vote or owning what was said, members came with prepared statements and demands, attempted to gaslight and rewrite the prior minute meetings despite multiple sources both from within and without from the community confirming what the meeting had covered, and attack the integrity of fellow board members who acted in good faith as fellow volunteers for our community to the point that two of them have now resigned. And I'm sorry if that's harsh, but that's what happened. None of what I witnessed at that meeting demonstrated formulating policy or regulations realistically, and it certainly was a far cry from also enhancing public relations for the library or promoting library interests in the community, which are also laid out as responsibilities of this board. The saddest part of this is that while all this focus is drawn onto a controversy and drama of manufactured issues and a single point issue, the rest of the board duties I read above are going neglected. York County has grown exponentially in the last decade, and our libraries, frankly, lag behind others in the state with regards to the size and resources compared to our population, and that's through no fault of our amazing director and staff. They do an amazing amount with what they have been given. So little, and they bring so much to our children and our community. The board is spending so much time in this single-minded pursuit of controlling and limiting book access to appease a small vocal segment of our county that I don't see the work going towards finding grants, advocating for funding with the county council that would allow for larger branch locations to be built. And this board has mentioned wanting to expand locations. That was also in the notes. Yet the actions that are being taken directly contradict our ability to actually do that. And as a little fact, if we had better facilities that were larger, you could come up with alternate solutions to some of these other concerns that have been voiced by this single point issue. We could have larger branches where sections are spread out and aligned in a different way with different labeling. We could hire more staff to be able to assist patrons so that if they have concerns about their children coming in contact with material, they have people helping them to avoid it. And I've seen that happen. I've never once heard a librarian direct somebody towards a material they didn't want to see. I've seen them find it, and sometimes I've heard them say things that I'm like, I wouldn't let my kids near that with a 10-foot pole
Heaven.
And a bubble around them.
I'm so sorry.
Yes, but so please, I implore this board to do better, please.
We do not have anyone else signed up for public comment. Thank you for addressing the board. We have a very special thing on the agenda this evening, recognition of Wendy. And is this something that you are prepared to do?
I'd be happy.
I've known Wendy for exactly 2 meetings. So.
Wendy has served 8 years on this board, and her contributions have been invaluable. She brings a perspective as a school librarian to the board, which is unique to other people on the board that we've had their different experiences, like chiropractic and this. So I just want to say thank you, because you have seen us go through a really difficult time, come through, you know, encouraging our culture to be what we are today, supporting us in our programs and services to the community, and we will miss you. And really tremendous thanks on behalf of me, board members of the past, and all my staff. So thank you for your service.
We have the minutes in the packet you have been given. If you would look over that, please, and see if there is anything that needs to be amended, any changes, anything that...
I move approval of the minutes.
Second? Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, the minutes have been approved, and without any dissension. So the next item on the agenda is the election of a board chair. As I mentioned, I am just here this evening because I became secretary last month. And do I have any nominations from the board?
Madam Secretary, I move that we elect Tim Steele as chair.
Do I need a second for that? I don't
yes.
need a second.
Yes.
I do for
it's
a nomination? Okay.
Yeah, I made a motion.
Okay. Second. Any other nominations from the floor? Any other nominations from the board? I'm sorry. All right. All in favor of Trustee Steele as our new board chair?
Aye.
All right. Guess what I get to do right now? You want to stay in your seat, or do you want to come over here?
I'll stay right here.
Okay. We will pass the torch.
And thank you all for allowing me to serve you in this capacity. I really appreciate that. Next on the agenda is the director's report. Jill.
Thank you. The statistics you're familiar with. I have a couple of points to make, if you don't mind. Our physical printouts, our physical materials being checked out, have increased by 71% from last year at this time. That's on page 3. And that's exciting. We like to see our materials not stay on the shelf, get out there and play. The virtual request statistics, which is the top of page 4, that's where people can ask a librarian or contact us for library card renewal. We had a little, this is good, okay, out of a problem comes some good news. This came to light because our overdrive had a change in their system that kicked people out. Not a good thing. Good thing is, a lot of the people who had these cards, we gave them during COVID for virtual, and so this way we were able to reestablish them, some of them, with real library cards in addition to just using our virtual library. So it was a good way to renew our library cards outside of the usual renewal period. And our outreach attendance, we had a number of back to school and or our first step programs here in September, and so that those programs, that attendance, those participation numbers are higher than they were last year as well. And so those are just some good highlights for our statistics this year. This month, excuse me, this year. Do you have any questions about the statistics?
Would you like to tell us about the genealogy expo?
I can. I didn't gather all the information that you had. The Genealogy Expo is now, we had that in October. It was a very successful event. Every year it gets bigger. We had 225 participants from not only South Carolina, but North Carolina and Georgia. A number of librarians from those areas came because they want to reproduce what we do in their area. It has been held for the last 3 years at the Fort Mill Marriott because the space there is it's appealing because it's off the highway, right? And the space that they have there, which they call the ballroom, can be broken down into four rooms. And so the four rooms, after the first major presentation, when everybody gets in, they then break down the room into four rooms, and then all day there's three different sessions of different workshops that are going on. There were seven presenters that kind of went through different topics throughout the day. There is a complimentary lunch that we include, which is why some pricing went up this year, and we're going to talk about whether we do that or not next year. We'll see. And then finally, we have when you walk into the Marriott, that space is filled with exhibitors, so people to do with whether it's books or, I mean, just name it. They're there to talk about genealogy and finding records. And finally, we are also funded, well, we fund, the library funds the Genealogy Expo. This last year, $8,000. The Friends of the Library, Where's Joy, are funded also, and they fund it at $12,500. So wildly, we get bang for our buck. It's a regionally recognized program and greatly loved. And here's a story. Somebody that attended was so impressed by it that they donated $100 to the Friends of the Library to thank them because it's a free program.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
Treasurer's report. Everyone has the report in front of them. Again, we continue to be well under control. Our new employee, Pam, I don't see her.
She's in the audience today.
Oh, there she is. Okay, you look different behind the desk. Great. So she is taking over, and from what I'm hearing, working excellently.
She is.
I'd just like to bring your attention to, as we usually talk about items in the expenditures that are over budget at this time, and there's two areas, and one is periodicals, and again, I bring this to your attention. We break down the month-to-month kind of a 12-month scale, so the point being is if we're overspent at a certain period of time, it doesn't mean we'll be overspent the rest of the year because of when we buy or have to pay for these periodicals. So you can see periodicals, we're at $16,000, which is on a month-to-month basis a little overspent if you divided our total budget, which for the year is close to $36,000. So we're well in control. When we start getting to the year-end number early, we start talking more about keeping in our control, but we're well in control here. And the other item that you see, which is really only at 2%, is professional fees, and again, that's well under our total budget, so well under control. The last one is staff development and travel, and again, just slightly over our expenditures on a month-to-month basis, but we're well in control when you look at our year budget for that. So, board, we are definitely in control on our expenditures at this point in time.
Let me ask you a question. With the periodicals, that is an area where it will even out because you don't necessarily have that expenditure all year.
Yeah, it's not a monthly expense, so it's lumpy. But a lot of these are lumpy in that sense, so they'll come in at a given month, and then the next month it could be much less.
Any other questions? Thank you, Dennis. All right, standing committee's report, reports, policy committee.
Policy committee, we are now going to be one member short with Wendy's departure, so we'll be adding on someone for that. The plan is for next month to be, we've been reviewing the collection policy in light of the law changes, and the plan is to present to the board a recommended change in our collection policy next month.
Any questions? And then the strategic, there's no update there on that committee. All right, well, we just move right into unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business? Okay. How about new business? All right. Well, we don't have anything for executive session, so do I have a motion to adjourn this meeting?
Make a motion that we adjourn this meeting.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all. Appreciate your time.
What are you going to do in this second?